The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
AboveTopSecret.com and the Deny Ignorance broadcast affiliates are proud to bring you The Zed Show. This is the podcast which is not hosted from the center of the universe. And now, here he is, everyone's favorite super modulator and super moderator, the first wizard of Above Top Secret, Zed.
Tuesday, February 7th, and we're back. Amazing bit of technical difficulties I've had around here. Oh, power outages, you name it. Oh, we're going now. So everything's back working order. Thank goodness. You know, and I'm actually really enjoying this new version of Chaos Blaster. I think it's release 5.6 or something like that. And he's changed the interface. Chaos Blaster Mike has changed the interface, and there's quite a few more play decks and some other little goody features in there. And if you have Chaos Blaster licensed, you can go ahead and just upgrade for free, and you won't have a problem. So I recommend doing that. As far as myself, gosh, I've been sick, getting over a cold. Pretty much over it now, I guess. Fantastic Super Bowl weekend planned up, and then, bam, power outage. So that was no fun. And yeah, a few other choice things, but here we are, and that's that.
Latest news.
Some of the latest things I wanted to touch on. First of all, I was listening to the most recent AT Estrogen show. I think that was the interview with Skeptic Overlord and Springer. And I happen to pick up this little tidbit.
A member submitted that recently there was a podcast competition where the winner was going to get an iPod Nano. And
I remember
that. Won, and rightfully so. But
the
competition announced that first, second, and third place winners were supposed to receive limited edition podcasting T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Why were the T-shirts not awarded? And we also have a thread that we will provide in this podcast thread that goes over this. So we would like an answer from the two amigos on this.
Mm-hmm.
That's you, Bill.
Well, no, you were supposed to get the T-shirts.
I was? Okay, that's me. We'll get them done.
Now, the reason is they haven't been designed yet. I guess we forgot to tell Zevicus he needs to design them.
Okay, that's fair enough. So.
No, but they have not been forgotten, and they will be coming. The other thing that's part of that is there will be a prominent feature of the first, second, and third, and the runner up on the site homepage and dedicated feeds with a custom cover art for all of them.
That's pretty cool.
You forgot that part, didn't you?
Yeah, we all forgot that, and I certainly forgot about the T-shirts, or at least until I heard that podcast, and then I was like, oh, I've got some work to do, I guess. And that was my notice for the whole thing. Anyways, I just want to let the winners know, and runners-up, and second and third, and all that I did finish those shirts, and I had to wait a few days for Cafe Press to approve those. I had some issues before I made a podcasting T-shirt. It was just an Above Top Secret podcasting shirt, and apparently the likeness of an iPod that I drew in Photoshop was too much of a copyright infringement for Cafe Press to handle. This, of course, opened up a long dialogue between Cafe Press and myself. And they told me it was just too close, they couldn't have it, and I ended up, I think, pointing out 20 or so different items that they had on Cafe Press that were also likenesses of the iPod, and I felt a little singled out, on that. And they turned around, and instead of approving mine, I guess they probably took the other 20 down. So that's what came of that. But I did get the shirts done, and I gave it a few days. I think it's been three or four now, and they must be approved because I haven't seen anything back, and I haven't seen them taken down. So for you winners, those will be on the way. Also in the news, I noticed Microsoft releasing Internet Explorer 7 in a public beta version last week, and it had some new features that have never been seen before, like tabbed browsing and, gosh, what else? Maybe a pop-up blocker built in, some other stuff. I would have to say, though, given one day of feedback, I'd take your business to Firefox if I were you. Update day one, which would have been Wednesday last week. Security vulnerabilities, McAfee issues, various hangs, various crashes. So much for the IE7 public beta version. And I'm sure you'd be a lot happier with a product that doesn't need an update on a daily basis. So go try something else. Other great news, our podcasts are now on the air. And if you haven't seen the thread, there's a thread out there. I'll link it in the show notes. Ross Hemsworth, a.k.a. on Above Top Secret is Nomad Rush. And his site, www.net-talk.uk.com. Three nights a week, they're going to be playing our podcasts. They're looking for 20 minutes plus is their preferred format. And I guess I'll string a few of those together. And they're looking for content on UFOs, paranormal, conspiracy theory type stuff. So strongly encourage you to put together some good podcasts on those subjects, and you're going to be on the air with them. So it's going to be fantastic. Something else I heard last week, listening to the Skeptic Overview, and I heard this in the business news.
First, the important thing happening in the business office is Springer is back to work. Finally! Damn it, slouch. He's posting. He's got Wi-Fi in the hospital.
Wi-Fi.
And we've been able to wire a special cradle so that he can use his laptop while he's in traction. He can't use the can't reach the mouse, so we've hooked up a special pointer strapped to his forehead so he can tap the mouse button on the keyboard. No, that's not the case. But it's good to see Springer back and posting, and I just can't wait. I can't wait till we do the next two out of three amigos.
Yeah, it's good to see Springer back in action. I know William Wunsack's been lurking around the boards as well. You know, both those guys keeping in touch with Above Top Secret. Springer actually working in the hospital on Wi-Fi on Above Top Secret. I kept thinking the whole time, how badass tough are these guys, you know? If I'm going in the hospital even for, like, hangnail surgery or something, you're not going to hear from me at all. I can't believe how strong both those guys are. The recoveries seem to be going quite well, and both just amazing, amazing individuals. So on that note, for both of those guys, Springer and William Wunsack, we're going to kick into some PodSafe music from the PodSafe Music Network. This is Brother Love with Summertime.
Because
Safe Music Network, Brother Love, going out for Springer and the boys.
Amazing Threads.
Serpo, Serpo, Serpo. Everybody's got Serpo on the brain, maybe now slightly Serpo off the brain, but I highly doubt it. Also in the AT Estrogen show I mentioned earlier, I did hear this as well.
But fast and furiously taking over Roswell, at least today, is Serpo. Serpo has sucked my brain from my head. And I spent all weekend digging through it. The interview with Bill Ryan I thought was great. Depending on how it turns out, how long it runs, at the moment, Serpo is absolutely my favorite conspiracy theory.
Now, I have to mention for a moment that we definitely need to give Zedekus a hard time. His podcast today, did you hear what he called Serpo?
Nope. No. What did he call it?
Serpico.
Serpico!
Did I? I don't remember that.
He's having a tough time getting back into podcasting. I know how that feels.
Oh, that's a filthy lie.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It is tough. It is tough getting back into podcasting when you've been gone for a while, but I don't think I said Serpico. Ah, maybe I did. Maybe I meant Serpo. I heard that it was a Whitley Strieber mentioned on Coast to Coast that a gentleman came up to him and was trying to prove he was an alien, and he gave one word as his proof, and Whitley Strieber thought he said Serpico, but now he believes that maybe the guy was trying to say Serpo. I don't know. I probably had that same problem. Either that or I'd been watching a Serpico movie and came to mind. I don't know. But Serpo Madness is on the brain. Of course, there was big discussion. Do we close the thread? What's going on? And now, obviously, it's kind of degenerated. But probably for the best all the way around. I don't know. There's a few questions that were put out there, I think, that just never got answered, and a few things that just looked really shady. I don't know. Maybe I'll get into that more in a bit. Some other big threads out there, the 9/11, a Boeing 757 did not strike the Pentagon. I've noticed that there, for a while anyway, we had some great posts going on, and it kind of came to a head, if you will, that a lot of the 9/11 truth trolls, so to speak, I think Skeptic Overlord first used that term, disappeared for a while, but I noticed that some of them are back, and either using the same name or they've invented a new name so that they can continue on getting on us because we're buying the official story, so to speak. I don't think, it's funny because I don't think really anybody completely buys the official story. Everybody I've talked to on Above Top Secret does acknowledge that there's little holes, there's things that just don't add up, but yet the agenda that some people are really trying to push for 9/11, that just doesn't quite fit either. So I think that's it's a really tough one. But I keep watching that thread. I see it just being a huge one that's going to go up into the big threads right there. I'm not going to talk about the incredible podcast of My Rights Versus Your Rights, started by Relentless. That podcast is huge. I haven't even got through all of them on my iPod. It's unbelievable. The responses on that, it just simply amazing. So I still got quite a bit of catching up to do on that one, but encourage all of you to check that out and start listening and find out what's going on. There's a lot of people who got a lot to say on that. So I've enjoyed the first, 15 podcasts I've heard, and I think last I saw it's in the 30s now. It's unbelievable. So I've got to get caught up again. There was also another great podcasting thread put out by Nurki, and that was Get to Know Your Fellow Podcasters. And that was a fun thread because there's a lot you can learn about people, and Nurki kind of kicked it off. And I put together a little mix of some of those podcasts and replies, just so you can get a little taste of what's going on in that thread.
G'day, this is Nurki with another AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. This time in the BTS General Discussion feed. The title of this podcast is Get to Know Your ATS Podcasters. I got the idea for this podcast thread when listening to ATS Regen Meets Two of Three Amigos, Question Answers, and Song Sung. What I'd like to see happen would be other podcasters at AboveTopSecret.com replying to this one and filling in the blanks with their own question answers, and also adding three or four new questions of their own for the next few people to respond to, so we can sort of keep this going along as a questionnaire chain thread, so that the people that listen to the podcasts and the other podcasters can also get to know some of the podcasters at Above Top Secret.
This is Relentless on BelowTopSecret.com, responding to Nurki's thread, Get to Know Your Fellow Podcaster. Thought I'd give this a shot just for kicks. Let's see. Mention some topics you've podcasted on. Most of mine so far have been BTS, just chit-chat, that kind of thing. Until my recent foray into ATS podcasting, which you've been participating in, so you know all about that.
Mr. Sergeant, I would like to ask you a question. Mainly, what is your name?
It's Lysergic. And next time, can I have some, different entrance music instead of you just going do-de-do-de-do-do-do-do-do-do-do? Okay, thanks.
Hi, this is Benevolent Heretic at BelowTopSecret.com. I was in electronics when I was working. I'm not working now. Don't play video games. Love dogs and cats, but I'm really a dog person. I have two dogs, and we have two cats. I have two dogs, and we have two cats. Oh, that's funny.
This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you from BelowTopSecret.com with a podcast reply to a thread started by Nurki. Get to know your favorite ATS podcasters. I need a little bit of distraction today, and this ought to be interesting. So I figured I would go ahead and give it a shot. Let's see, there's a whole list of questions. Mention some topics you've podcasted on. I podcasted on several topics. I've replied to, pretty much a lot of the podcasts that are up there, so I've pretty much covered it.
Hello, everyone. This is Parhija coming to you with the BelowTopSecret.com member podcast. So, my name is Parhija. Mention some topics you podcasted on. Lots of things. I've done my introduction. I've talked about my cat. I've talked about a dream I had regarding aliens, Valhalla and I, for ET Estrogen, have talked about SSRIs, the Japanese story, the tsunami aftermath in Southeast Asia, the aftermath of the earthquake in Pakistan, lots of things. We've done interviews, I've just rambled, and yeah, it's lots of fun.
Good evening, this is... How much is the doggy? Right. Name. How much is the doggy? Don't ask. Mention some topics you've podcasted on. I haven't podcasted too often now. I tend to reply to topics that interest me. And so far, it's been most of them. When you signed up to ETS, it's the 20th of January 2005. I know because I was very happy to say 1 year in ATS a few days ago.
Hello, ATS. This is the SAF Saffronia with a member podcast on Get to Know Your Favorite Podcasters posted by Nurky. I guess I'll just get right into the questions here. When did you sign up to ATS? In 2001, September 2001. How many posts do you have on ATS BTS? I have over 1,000. I don't know exactly how many. It's over 1,000.
Hey, this is Yarko Finn on AboveTopSecret.com. So, I'm Yarko Finn. You may remember me from such memorable pod threads as How Do You Train a Goldfish and Introduction to Astral Projection. I actually signed up to ATS the day before the 7/11 or London bombings. Well, actually, my profile says September 6th for some reason, but it was around that time. Right now I have 591 posts, but by the end of tonight, that'll probably be a couple higher than that.
And that's Get to Know Your Fellow ATS Podcasters. Good thread, check it out, add to it. Build on that. Boy, I'm having a tough time with energy tonight. This whole week has just been, I don't know if it's because I've been sick, I was traveling, now my wife is traveling. Oh man, it's just, energy is killing me. By the time I can get the house nice and quiet so I can podcast, just kills me. Anyways, let's jump back into some more PodSafe music from the PodSafe Music Network. This is Matthew Ebel with Drive Away. Only
there was a time when nothing stood in between us. Now there's a curve in the road so sharp it'll make you bleed. We don't talk, we just punch the clock. We can't find each other in the same old gridlock. Maybe a little escape, what we need. Like a dog every morning. The city's a pain like the latte stain on your dress. Get in the van before you break down. It don't cost a dime to leave this town. Get on the road cause we gotta get out of this mess. So let's drive away. Let the sunlight chase us all day. Song and I took it for granted. A bump in the road, not really a part of the drive. Come on, come on, it's alright. You made me believe tonight. It's love that makes it so damn good to be alive. Oh, so let's drive away. Let the sunlight chase us all day. Stand in our way, yeah. Let's drive. coffee shops and the bar. Baby, maybe it's too late. Maybe, baby, it's just fate. Maybe you take my hand and we'll get in the car. So let's drive away. Let the sun chase us all day.
Awesome talent on the PodSafe Music Network. That was Matthew Ebel, and of course, I will link all pertinent information into the show notes and the thread for this podcast.
Conspiracy Corner.
Serpo, Serpo. More on Serpo, and as a matter of fact, I really only wanted to talk about Serpo because it's like podcasting sweeps week or something. I don't know. I thought I'd bring it up. Of course, I mentioned to Skeptic Overlord. I said, you know, I think I'm gonna talk a bit about Serpo, and of course, he was like, That was his very evil laugh that he put on for that that little discussion anyway. But much to everybody's surprise, I went ahead and decided I would talk something about Serpo. Yes, no kidding. That's what I decided to do. And what I found after doing a bit of research on one of the documents that I saw in Serpo. Now, of course, the most recent document is out there that was... apparently sent to straight to Bill Ryan from Anonymous, and I looked at that document today. It came through, and apparently there was no notes with it. It was just simply this document, and I don't know what it was supposed to be, but I'm telling you, if that was some kind of schematic that supposedly came out of a manual, no way. That thing was even... I work in Photoshop all day long, every day, and I could have done easily better than that. But some of the lines weren't even straight or where it should have had, the diagram should have had some bilateral symmetry. It absolutely did not. So I don't know what, if it was a hand drawing of something. I don't know. I didn't even want to think about it. But the documents I am talking about were in the consistencies. They were some disclosure documents, and they were put out by an anonymous researcher to sent to Bill Ryan at Serpo, and they were supposed to be maybe to corroborate or help the story of what I think was the team leader had experienced during his time where he was feeling sick and disoriented and so on, and these documents kind of mention that. I will say one thing. I found the documents kind of interesting. I was reading them, and I decided to do some research. Now, what I found really kind of seemed a little suspect to me, and I'll tell you why. First of all, in the document, if you look at them and pull those up on the Serpo website, they're in the consistency section. They're almost at the bottom. I noticed that there was some blacked out words, and in its place was written EBE, extraterrestrial biological entity. I found the original, not documents, but I found where these originally came from. Now, I will say the dates kind of correspond up. Apparently the documents were dated in January, or what was it, March of 1995. And these documents are, I think, personally, replicas of a conversation, or not conversation, boy, it's late. They're replicas of a fax that was sent to the Groom Lake Desert Rat. And I don't know if you've ever read any of this stuff, but I found these documents in the archives. Actually, not documents, I keep saying that, but I found the original text in some of the archives of the Groom Lake Desert Rat. And the words that are blacked out, I didn't really get the first one, other than the fact that by blacking it out, you wouldn't know where these documents came from so easily. They wouldn't be maybe as easy to pin down. And the word that was blacked out was boys, in quotation marks. The way I saw it used was that the EBEs, according to the faxes that these documents came from, were called the boys. Oh, man. Sorry, I had to pause things there. My daughter woke up, and I don't think I've ever really publicly spoken about it. I'll just digress, but she has a mild form of epilepsy, and I think it's been 3-4 years now we've never had quite 100% coverage with medication, and so each night, at least once or twice, she's up, and usually it's from some small seizure activity or something. Anyway, not a big deal. We're working on things with that, but I just thought I'd mention that was why I had to jump up and go running off there for a minute, so I paused the show. So back to Serpo. The word the boys was blacked out, and instead was written in EBE, and that just didn't seem right to me that somebody would do that, other than to maybe hide where this document originally came from. The other one that got me was down towards the bottom. There was some text that was actually taken out with slash marks. So all slash marks were put in. Well, if this was the original fax document, they wouldn't have had those slashes. The black smudge outs I could see. The slashes, I don't think so. And where the slashes were, they actually took out the word Smiling Eyes. And apparently Smiling Eyes was the name, either nickname or space name or something, of a particular EBE. So that was also taken out, which also makes it kind of suspect. Obviously, you could look for Smiling Eyes, or maybe that would kick off somebody's recollection of the original and kind of point it out. So anyways, the Groom Lake Desert Rat, I'm going to link that into my show here. And what it was a series of faxes from a guy by the name, going by the name of J-Rod. Now, there was two J-Rods, just for clarity. Apparently, the first one was an actual EBE that was working with the government. And the second J-Rod was an engineer assigned to a project where he was making simulators for alien flying saucers. He was making simulators that humans could learn to fly them or something like that. So these are from the second J-Rod, who is the human, the mechanical design engineer. And apparently he had some contact with the actual EBE J-Rod, and he put together these faxes and had sent them to the Groom Lake Desert Rat. And now here they've turned up on the Serpo website for consistency. And, of course, also you might notice in these documents, penciled in on the side very conveniently, is an arrow directly to the point that the consistency is trying to address. So, all in all, I've gone through, and I don't know if anybody else has seen them, but I've posted a few times. I've gone through a few of those consistencies and actually kind of tore them up a little bit. And I don't know. I just can't buy any of those consistencies. So anyway, going on 35 plus minutes here, so that's going to do it for me tonight. I'm going to get back into the swing of things, get some more energy up, because boy, these late night podcasts are killing me. Try to find a better time and go from there. But in the meantime, I hope you keep on enjoying Above Top Secret, and keep posting, keep podcasting. And for now, I'm out of here.
You've been listening to The Zed Show, hosted by AboveTopSecret.com. When it comes to podcasting, set your iTunes to feeds from AboveTopSecret.com and accept no substitutes.